The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And good evening. It is just after 8 o'clock and time to bring you, a little delayed, but it's time to bring you the Coach's Kickoff Show featuring West Holmes head coach Keaton Leplaw. Right now, here is WKLM Sports Director Matt Croy.
It is now time for the Coach's Kickoff Show with West Holmes Knights head football coach Keaton Leplaw. And Keaton, all ready for another football season coming up on Friday. Hard to believe it's just about that time.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday we were finishing up our playoff run, and, you know, off-season's flown by, preseason's flown by, and we're already here, and, you know, been chomping at the bit for a long time, and it's finally time.
You mentioned that, Keaton, of course, last year, your first year at the helm here with this program. How different has it been year one to year two here during the off-season leading up to this first game for you?
Yeah, I think year one was just a lot of learning, you know, figuring out, you know, the type of program we wanted to run, the type of culture we wanted to install. And then, you know, that first year, it feels like you're just trying to catch up all year long, you know, and then next thing you know, the year's over. But I think, you know, the different thing with year two is you got your ground underneath you. You're at a point now where you've got your program and what you want to do, you know, instilled in the kids. And now this whole offseason's just been building on it, you know, building on a great staff, building on great players, building on a great strength and conditioning program. It's just been really nice to really get in, work with the kids, and really do, you know, the things that you want to do as a head coach.
Second year in a row to have this facility. Of course, you've been able to use it for full off season as well. How valuable has that been to have this this field house that you had there just the second year having this?
Yeah, it's something, you know, I graduated from here, and it's something that I never thought, you know, this district would have. You know, it's a blessing. You know, we're able to work all year round. You know, now we got indoor facility. You know, winters aren't going to slow us down with our workouts. You know, we can run, we can catch, we can do everything year round. And, you know, with the weight room that we have, we can be really, you know, next level in our training, you know, with our flexibility, with our quick twitch muscles, our strength. And then, you know, the biggest thing that run today's game is speed. And just being able to work on speed, agility, and all those things in the off season, you know, it gives our kids an advantage. And it makes it a lot easier for a head coach to get all the stuff that you need in with having this facility.
All right, with that said, kind of take us through the preseason here, kind of leading up through some of the scrimmages and things like that you've had. Can you kind of take us through how things have gone so far in that regard?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we really started this with OHSA. It allows us basically 18 practices before August 1st. So, you know, we've started since the last week of July, or last week of June, sorry. But, you know, and we've been going, and we've installed our playbook with our adjustments from last year and our new stuff. You know, we've installed our playbook twice on both sides of the ball, special teams. You know, we had a couple 7-on-7s, you know, this off season that really, you know, allowed us to look and say, okay, here's some of the things that we're going to be able to do, and here's some things we're just not quite ready for yet. And then since August 1st, you know, these guys have been chomping at the bit. This group's ready to prove themselves. You know, as we're going to talk about, it's a new group. There's a lot of new faces, but there's a lot of hungry guys on our team that are just ready to prove themselves. And, you know, we've gotten to August 1st, and it's been, you know, trying to it's pulling the leash back. We got to slow down here a little bit, guys. Like, we got to be ready for week one. But, you know, going in, you know, we had a great scrimmage against Tri-Valley, did really well. You know, our guys performed, our guys stepped up to the task, because that's a perennial top Division III program. And, you know, and then last Friday we kind of got our eyes opened a little bit with Ridgewood. But, you know, I think the best thing from that is seeing our guys fight back, you know, in the second half, or in the second quarter, and really get that game back to where it should have been. So, you know, we've had some ups and downs all preseason long, but, you know, we're at a point now where I think our guys, you know, have a great understanding of who they are and what we are as a team and what we need to get better at.
You mentioned that. We talked a lot about the winning tradition this team has established over the years here, and certainly last year. And you can look at last season here. It maybe started off a little bit rocky, but guys kind of turned things around, had that strong finish here. How much can you take away from last season, knowing that the guys said sometimes there's going to be adversity you have to battle through, and from year 1 year to the next, and different guys stepping in the different positions. But again, the system works here, and guys that do it the right way, you can find ways to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, last year, and I've talked about this before, but, you know, it's a trust situation, and it's gaining the trust of those kids, and it's having those honest and open conversations, you know, with things that they see, or why do we do things this way. You know, we're very open and honest in our program. We'll tell you exactly why, and you know, if you don't agree with it, we're at least going to tell you why. But, you know, last year was gaining that trust, building those relationships. And, you know, when things start, you know, I talked with our guys about it. You know, week 9 is when really, you know, that team last year started to come together and kind of buy into everything, you know. So it was rocky. There was adversity. But the other thing, you know, there's two things I take away from last season. It's one, being able to deal with adversity, and we got to get in those situations where it's a tight ball game. We got to figure out a way to come up on top, and we didn't last year. You know, and then coming together as a team. Hey, you know, excuses aren't going to do anything but make things worse. So, you know, talk with this team, I think the biggest thing is just learning how to deal with adversity and seeing times where we didn't deal with adversity and taking that as a mental note, and then seeing times that we overcame that adversity and came out on the right side, and learning from that and realizing that's what we have to do. And then at the end of the day, you know, it's about those guys that are here every day working and believing in each other and coming together and having those conversations, so that way everybody's on the same page, we're all bought in, and we're all moving in the same direction.
You mentioned that, on the same direction, on the same page here, and how much that is about not just the head coach and Keaton Leplaw, but also the coaching staff, and also the veteran players, too, that the guys come together, and you can certainly lean on the expertise either from a veteran player or to another guy in your coaching staff.
You know, yeah, and I mean, and it's something that, you know, we've never really talked about is, you know, we had a lot of new guys on staff. Whether, you know, I knew all the guys, but it's our first year all of us coaching together, and it's figuring out, you know, when can I say this? When can I step in? You know, so it was a year of us as a coaching staff, you know, figuring it out. And, you know, my main thing was to build upon our coaching staff and bring guys back. And we were successful in doing that. And I feel really good about the staff, you know, that we have right now. And then, you know, I always talk to our coaches about you have those players that, you know, those are the, you know, those are the guys that whatever you say, if you go send them to an interview or you go put them in the front of the team by themselves, they're repeating the same exact things. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys doing that. We got juniors that, you know, are guys that played last year that really bought into the message, and they've carried it over. And then this senior class has done a really good job of buying into what we're doing and, you know, kind of seeing the trials and tribulations of here's what happens when, you know, we're not necessarily all on the same page, and really getting those underclassmen and those new guys to the program. Hey, this is how we do things. This is how the expectations are. And if you're able to do that, I've always said, good teams are led by good coaches. Great teams are led by players. And, you know, that's the direction we're trying to go. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of those guys grow into that. And, you know, the coach is not necessarily having to do as much of the yelling. We got guys that are holding each other accountable.
I'll say, Keaton, a part of that, obviously, understanding what to do on the field, of course, but also, I'm sure, just the little things about showing up, the practices, showing up, putting the extra work in the weight room, all those kind of things that kind of lead by example to the rest of the guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, from year 1 to year 2, you take a look back and it's like, okay, what you know, what can we get better at? It's, you know, it's the little things of, you know, keeping the locker room clean. It's picking up your weights when you're done. And I mean, these little things are things that, you know, we're trying to teach our kids in life. You know, take care of your business. Take care. Do the right thing all the time, even when nobody's watching. And, you know, that's really been what year 2 is, yeah, it may look more disciplinarian, but at the end of the day, you know, our message, our big thing is do your 111th, do your job. Hey, and we try and do that across all facets. You know, whenever you're at the facility during football time, you know what your job is. You know what your job is at the school. You know what your job is out in the community. So those little things are, you know, stuff that we harp on, and they're things that they're easy to get lost. But honestly, we have a great group, great staff, you know, that's able to hold me accountable and say, hey, coach, you're kind of letting this slide. We need to pick this back up. So we're very, very, very fortunate here. And we're also very fortunate to be in a community that's very blue collar, that's very, you know, very, you go to work, you know, you strap up the boot laces and you pack the lunchbox and you clock into work. So we're very fortunate to have there, but, you know, we are a program that's going to stress those little things in all facets of, you know, our kids' lives.
All right, that's head coach Keaton Lovelock gearing up for the season opener against Triway on Friday. We'll talk about the West Owens offense coming up next on this Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
At Palm Marine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Palm Marine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Palm Marine provider nearby. Visit PalmMarineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Palm Marine Hospital, caring for our community's health. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get quality and value with these IGA products all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have IGA shredded cheese, 2 for $6. IGA ice cream, 2 for $5. IGA butter quarters, 2 for $7. IGA cream cheese for $1.48. IGA barbecue sauce, $1.48. IGA potato chips, $1.98. IGA baked beans, 3 for $5. IGA squeeze mustard for 98 cents. IGA salad dressing, 2 for $4. IGA steak sauce for $1.98. And IGA charcoal for $5.98. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at Millersburg Electric.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Back once again with the Cougars kickoff show with West Knowles Knights head football coach and Keaton Loblaw. Of course, if you look at the offense, Keaton here now, second time in for you, and talk about your staff as well. With this team, we know certainly there's going to be some key pieces. We'll talk about some of the individuals filling those roles momentarily here. But just talk about your thoughts here, just in terms of what you're wanting to see from the offense in year two for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively is where we're going to see a lot of our new faces. We're gonna get some new guys out on the field, some guys that, you know, aren't necessarily young, but, you know, they just don't have the varsity snaps. But, you know, from our offense, we're looking to be a ball control team. It's gonna look a little bit different than it did last year. You know, we're gonna try and control the ball. We're gonna try and be very efficient offensively. We're looking to kind of be West Holmes of the old. We'll talk about our personnel, but we got some guys that can carry the ball. We got some guys that can make plays in space. So I mean, we're gonna try and be a physical offense who gets after you, who is gonna try and wear you down throughout four quarters. And then you get everybody up in the box, and we're just gonna try and take advantage of what we get, you know, from a defense. And but I think the main thing that I stress to our guys is we want to be efficient. Hey, we got to be efficient. We can't have negative plays. We got to take care of the ball. Hey, we got to be efficient and methodical and get our first downs and take our first downs to sustain long drives. So overall, you know, we want to be physical on offense. You know, defensively last year we were very physical offensively. You know, we threw the ball around a decent bit there throughout the year, but I think this team's going to look a little bit different where its strengths lies, and you know, we're going to try and set the tone on offense this year.
Be physical, as you mentioned. Obviously, the thing that stands out the most at quarterback, Morgan Smith, and what he's able to do with the great career he's had at West Holmes the last several years. Obviously, somebody else will be stepping in that spot this year, and Braden Parsons, a junior for your team, and talk about the quarterback position.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, you know, it definitely hurts when you lose it, you know, not only an all, two-time All-Ohioan and all the accolades that, you know, Morgan racked up, but we're going to miss his, you know, his competitiveness and his toughness. But, you know, we really like what Braden's done this offseason. He's a guy that is, as soon as the season over, he put in the work, he put on weight, he grew, and he's done nothing but work this entire offseason. You know, he ran track to get his speed up, you know, he's working on quarterback with his quarterback guy. And he's done nothing but work. He's a kid that pushes himself 24/7. He's gotten stronger in the weight room. He's a guy that knows every single play. He knows every single progression. And he's really stepped up, and he's done just an incredible amount of work to get himself prepared for himself to start week one.
Now, he's the guy we're going to see the bulk of the time, obviously leading the way. Anybody else we might see under center at different times during the course of the year?
Yeah, he's going to be our number one. He's going to be our number one guy, and you know, we're going to roll with him for the majority of the season. You know, we might have some things up our sleeve that, you know, we'll throw out there that we have some ideas that we're working on, but for the majority of the time, he's going to be our quarterback one. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what he's going to be able to do for us this year.
Well, you mentioned be physical, and part of that might be running the football, I'm sure. Talk about that backfield, but the guys you're expecting to see from in that spot.
Yeah, you know, we got a little bit of a loaded backfield, kind of with the, you know, resurgence the coming out of Lynn Klein carrying the football and what he was able to do when, you know, he was between the tackles and carrying the football. But, you know, primarily our running back's going to be Brody Bowman. He's a guy that, you know, kind of had a little bit of a breakout year last year, as far as touching the ball and getting in the end zone. He's another kid who's just done an incredible amount of work to completely change who he is physically as a player.
the amount of work he's done has been incredible, and he's who I'm most excited about, you know, for all of our fans to come out and see on Friday nights, because he's gonna make some explosive plays. He's a downhill physical runner, and he's a guy that we're very excited about, you know. And then obviously Lynn Klein, you know, we can sit here and talk for 2 hours about Lynn Klein and what he does, his leadership, you know, his play on the field, his ability to have the ball in his hands and make things happen and break tackles, and his physicality. So both those two, you know, those are both physical downhill runners. And then we're really excited, a guy who kind of came on late during the playoff run, played a little bit of linebacker for us in the playoff run, and Chris Williams is a guy that, you know, you kind of have the big backs, so to speak, with those two. And then he's not a small guy himself, but he's more of that slasher and that, you know, that quick speed, and he's able to get outside and make a cut and go. So, you know, we really like our backfield. Those three guys can play at any single time, you know, and within our scheme, they're really, really, really running the ball well and what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for these guys is all three of them, you know, when they get stood up, they're falling forward, and they're putting their shoulder down. We're not running away from anybody with those three. So our, as far as the backfield-wise, we're really excited about those three guys.
Look forward to see all those guys run the football, that's for sure. Now, how about the wide receiver position?
You know, we got one guy coming back who's, you know, everyday starter, you know, in Lynn, and what he's able to do, you know, in the pass game. You know, if that ball goes to number nine, you know he's going to come down with it some way, somehow, contested or not. He's reliable, but, you know, he's explosive. He knows how to run routes. He knows how to identify coverage. So, again, you know, you can talk about Lynn for hours. You know, and then you got Chance Jackson on the outside. You know, he started early on. He started throughout the year. But he's a kid that, you know, has really worked this offseason too. He's done a great job. He's probably our best pure route runner. Very good, very quick. Excited to see him get the ball out there. And I think the biggest thing with Chance is you watch him in the run game. He fights his tail off, hey, to get those blocks. So we're really excited about him. And the guy that's going to rotate in with him is Matt Kraft, a guy who cut his teeth last year on defense as a sophomore. You know, he's a big wide receiver. He's 6'1", 180. Big guy on the outside. So, you know, those two guys on the outside, we feel really good about, you know, in any situation having those two out there. Inside there, we're going to have Rhett Chaney, again, who, you know, as a freshman, made some appearances on varsity playing safety. But he's a kid, again, who physically, you know, he's put on 20 pounds. You know, he's a track guy. He's a speed guy. Hey, and the, yeah, it's Chaney, his brother, you know, cut his teeth running jail here. So, you know, we're really excited about him in the slot and what he's going to be able to do. And he's another guy that, you know, that ball's going to be in his hands early. You know, we're going to get him the ball in space and let him beat some guys. You know, he had a fantastic year on JV, so we're excited about his development. And then a guy behind him that's going to get some work in there is the freshman Coy Beachy. He's a guy who's came in. He's done the same thing. You know, he's been working. Those guys have been throwing on their own. He's been working, you know, to get better, to understand our routes. And, you know, as an eighth grader, he was explosive. And, you know, so we're going to, you know, make sure we don't overwhelm him, you know, on the varsity field. But he's going to get some reps there. And, again, in the open space, his vision is probably the most impressive thing, the way he's able to see the field and make cuts. And then, you know, his speed and explosiveness is next level. So that's another kid that's going to be there. Other receiver, you know, behind Lynn, you're going to see Oliver Fleming play a little bit. He's more of a tight end guy, but he's a big kid. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. But he's another guy that's worked his tail off this offseason. So you'll see him in there, and he does a great job blocking, and he's a big target with really good hands. Then the outside, we're going to have Reed Hawksworth and Braxton Blake. You know, Reed Hawksworth is a kid who, in two scrimmages, he's got three touchdowns. So he's had the ability to have the big play. He's a good route runner. Him and Braden have a really good connection. And he's a guy on the outside that we like one-on-one matchups with, and he's also a kid that can catch the ball, break a tackle, and he's got good speed to take it to the house. Then Braxton, you know, Braxton's a kid that's going to play there too, as well as playing Mike on defense where he started last year. But he's a kid that's got straightaway speed that, you know, if we're able to get him the ball quick, he's going to be able to outrun some people. That's really where our skill's at right now. We're really, really excited about those guys and what they're going to be able to do. And, you know, we're going to try and, you know, we're not going to try and overcomplicate things. And we're going to try and get our dudes the ball in space and let them go play and not overcomplicate the scheme.
A lot of threats there as well, that's for sure, at the wide receiver position. Of course, as always, always starts up front. You had a lot of seniors in the offensive line last year. Talk about the guys you're looking to kind of lead the way up front this year.
Yeah, I think our number one leader up front is Max Coakley. He started at tackle for us last year. We're going to move him inside to guard, but he's been unbelievable. There's kids that I'm talking about, and this is one of the kids that's I've watched and I've just been so impressed with him, with how hard he's worked, with his effort, with, you know, he's sprinting his tail off in sprints, and he's just a completely different kid from last year. So he's going to kind of anchor us down up front. He's going to be kind of our go-to guy up there. He's done a much better job of communicating. He understands everything. Again, it's year two in the system, so stuff's a lot easier for him to communicate. So he's been great for us up front. And then the two guys that are going to be on the outside are Zach Hustak and Bowden McCauley. You know, Zach cut his teeth on defense as well last year as a sophomore. He's a junior. He's a kid who's strong as an ox. He's a guy who works on the farm. So he's that blue collar guy out there at tackle that we on the left side. Then on the right side is Bowden McCauley, and this is another kid that, you know, really cut his teeth on JV last year. And his transformation and his passion and drive to play varsity football here is exactly what we're looking for. So he's going to hold down the right side for us, and he's done a great job. I'm really excited about his progress. Then our left guard is Chet Cooper, and again, he was a kid who was right on the edge last year, and he was a kid that if we needed a guy to go in, he was the next guy to do it. He cut his teeth on JV last year. And how successful our JV team was at running the ball, that's what makes us excited for this group, and a lot of them have been doing that together for a long time. Then the center position, honestly, we're battling it out right now. We got two guys. We got senior Charlie Cooper and we got junior Parker Hawksworth. Both of them have shown flashes of being really, really good. And then both of them have different areas that we need to work on. So, you know, we've opened it up. This is going to be a competition this week, and we're going to kind of see where that goes. And then you two guys who are going to be kind of the swing guys who are going to rotate is Blake Johnson's going to play, but can play both tackles for us. He's a senior. He's done a really good job. He's mobile. He's agile. He's really quick off the ball. But he's going to be a guy that rotates in there. And then the sophomore Quincy Camacho, who's a mountain of a kid. You know, we got him listed at 6'5", 315. As a sophomore, his progress from his freshman year to his sophomore year has been, you know, unbelievable. A kid that big, he moves really well. So he's another kid up front that, you know, we're going to be able to rotate in. And, you know, overall up front, it's four new faces. It's four guys that, you know, there's going to be some growing pains up there, but it's a group that embraces the challenge, and they embrace they have a chip on their shoulder that, you know, everybody's going to be looking at this group. This group's the weak point. This group's the weak point. This group's the weak point. And, you know, those guys have really got a chip on their shoulder, and they're ready to prove that they belong, and they're ready to prove that they got the opportunity to be one of the stronger units on our offensive side of the ball.
We'll see. The bottom line is going out there right in that game situation. I'm sure these guys are itching to go out there and show what they can do here as a unit, and they'll have the chance to do that here in a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, they're itching, man. It's hard, you know. These guys got a chip on their shoulder, and unfortunately right now our scout team's the one who gets the brunt end of it. But, you know, I think a little bit Friday night, last Friday, you know, they kind of got their eyes opened a little bit as to what a Friday night feels like, you know. So, you know, we feel like we got the jitters out. We feel like we got the, you know, we got all that out of our system. And, you know, realistically, you know, we're not going to game plan for our scrimmages, you know. So these guys have been working on what we think Triway is going to do for a couple of weeks. So, you know, we got to get them going. We got to get them confidence early on in that game, so that way, you know, we can continue to build on that confidence and continue to build that group up. And the more success we have, with that group up front, the better they're going to play.
All right, that's a look at the West Owens offense. We'll talk about the Knights defense here coming up after this on the Coach's Kickoff Show on WKOM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Celebrate back to school with these great deals all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA inspected bone-in pork rib chops, $2.48 a pound. USDA inspected bone-in pork loin chops, $2.68 a pound. And Gerber's family pack chicken leg quarters for $1.48 a pound. We also have 80% lean fresh family pack ground chuck, $4.78 a pound. USDA select boneless ribeye steaks for $14.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless bottom round roast, $5.98 a pound. And Oscar Mayer Lunchables for $1.98. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at Millersburg Electric.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Back Once again, with the Coach's Kickoff Show with West Dawn's Ice Head football coach and Keaton Leplaw. We talked about the offense. Keaton, I know your MO is certainly on the defensive side of the ball. You mentioned being physical on offense. I know you want to be physical on the defensive end as well.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, you know, that we kind of did this offseason, we kind of touched on a little bit, is our staffing and bringing in staff. And, you know, we want West Holmes guys, but, you know, we also want guys that kind of fit the same style and same personality we have. So, you know, I'm moving over to the offensive side of the ball, and we've brought in Jason Haley to coach our defense. And, you know, I've known Jason for a while, and, you know, we've kind of done this song and dance of trying to get him to coach with me. And honestly, we were able to snag him this year. And, you know, when I talked to him, I said, well, what do you want to be defensively? And, you know, his response is two things. We call it the RH factor. We want to run and hit. And I said, well, we're on the same page. You're hired. Done deal. So, you know, he's brought a hardcore mentality to continue to build on that culture we want to put around our defense. Because, you know, at the end of the day, our defense is going to be the backbone of this team. That's where most of our returning guys are. We got a lot of guys back on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, we're really excited to see the progress. You know, this defense has been chomping at the bit. They want this rematch. They want this rematch. You know, defensively, we were okay last year, but you know, they want this rematch. And again, it's a side of the ball that's really adopted. You know, that defense is important, and you know what you're able to do when you're physical and you just keep coming and coming and coming and you don't give up, and you got a defensive, you got a nose guard making a tackle at 8 yards and bringing the boom. So I'm really excited to see, you know, that defense really pick up where we left off last year, you know, to the tail end of the year, and make it take a step forward with our, you know, physicality and our aggressiveness and just our toughness on that side of the ball.
Definitely made great strides throughout the season, no question, on the defensive end last season. Now, with that said, talk about that defensive front, the defensive line. Guys, look out from there.
Yeah, I think defensive line, you know, I think is probably our deepest position. You know, we'll be multiple in the way we line up defensively. We'll have a three-man front. We'll have a four-man front. So I'm just going to rattle off all the guys on the D-line. Defensive ends, we're going to start off with Zach Hustak and Oliver Fleming. Again, two guys that I talked about already on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we're looking at, you know, we're at 6'2", 6'3", on the ends, which, you know, you can't teach height. And both, you know, Zach, we're looking for him to build off of his, you know, his year of kind of cutting his teeth and getting his toes wet on the defensive side of the ball. So we're really looking forward to him taking a step forward at the defensive end position. And then Oliver Fleming has been, again, I talk about these kids that you see such a difference from your first year, and then after your first year going to your second year, and you see these kids that buy in. And this is another one of those kids that, you know, he was late to school, and, you know, I don't know how hard he was working out. And then you see after this year, you see just a complete change. He's at everything. He's early. He's lifting his tail off. He's in the playbook studying. So we're really excited to see where he goes, and we're really looking for him to fill the void, you know, that Hunter McCluggage leaves from last year. And then a guy that's going to rotate on either side is Bowden McCauley again, who's a big kid. You know, he's 6'3", 6'4", and he's probably 265. Hey, to kind of anchor down the outside. So we got good height on the outside. Then inside's where we're probably our deepest. You know, Blake Johnson's really going to be the guy inside. You know, he's a spark plug. He's a smaller guy, but he's quick. He's really quick off the ball, and he's got a relentless motor. And that's, you know, that's what we're looking for. This is the kid that, you know, the ball gets thrown 5 yards. He's going to be sprinting his tail off and trying to make that tackle. Other guys in there, you know, we got Max Coakley. Max Coakley's going to go in there, and he's not going to get moved. And that's his MO, and his strength and his quick twitch for how big he is really impressive. And then guys behind him, we got Dylan Sowers and Grady Hawkins. Both of those guys have, you know, they've had great off seasons. They've done great jobs. Hey, but you know, we're going to rotate those guys inside to make sure we're fresh. So we feel really deep at our interior defensive line, and we feel really good about those guys on the outside to get pressure on the quarterback. At the end of the day, that's the name of the game.
That's what it's all about. Anxious to see what those guys certainly can do. I guess the next step back there. How about the linebackers? What we're going to see there?
Yeah, you know, we're going to, I mean, obviously the guy that we're going to talk about is Braxton Blake and his breakout year as a sophomore. You know, realistically, Braxton learned how to play linebacker week four. And, you know, from week four on, he's all over the field. He's blitzing. He's in the quarterback's face. He's just everywhere. You know, he's one of our captains. He's the guy. He's the communicator on defense. He gets everybody lined up. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do and what everybody else is supposed to do. And again, he's another kid. He's always around the football. He's always going to find a nose for the football. And, you know, he's going to be aggressive in everything that he does.
You know, obviously the talent's there, but what does it mean to have a guy that embraces that role like Braxton, as you mentioned, has done?
Yeah, that's what you look for. You got, I mean, everybody talks about the quarterback on offense. You know, our Mike linebacker is quarterback of the defense. And to have a guy there that you don't have to worry about, oh, can I call this? Oh, can I call this? Is he going to be able to relay this information? He's just a very cerebral player, and honestly, you don't realize how lucky you are until you don't have it. And fortunately, we saw him grow into that role last year, and we're fortunate we have him this year, and we're fortunate we have him next year as well. So you can't understate the ability to lead from that position and make sure everybody's on the same page.
So Braxton set up as a leader in that linebacker position. Anybody else to look out for as far as linebackers go?
Yeah, so inside, you know, we're going to have Chris Williams. Chris Williams, again, he's a kid who, you know, at the end of week 13, he made a start. And nothing of his wrongdoing. He was making plays around there, but we were just too light up front and need another D lineman. So he's the kid who made the progression. He played special teams. He was scout team guy. He was JV guy. And now it's time for him to come up. And he's the guy that has the edge. He's the guy that's not afraid to let anybody on our defense know they screwed up and what they need to do better. He's the guy that'll come to us, and he's not afraid to come up to the coaches and ask a question, hey, should we really be doing this, or should we be doing this? He's the guy that doesn't need a big play. He's wired differently. He's aggressive. He's physical. Hey, and he's going to make a play, and he's the kid that, you know, when we're looking out on a defense and we're going, okay, we need somebody to step and make a play, and that's the kid that we're going to look for to make a play. And then our two outside backers, we got Lynn Klein coming back again. We could talk about Lynn Klein an hour on offense and an hour on defense, and we still wouldn't have enough time. He's a guy that's out there that, you know, as an outside backer, having over 100 tackles is not an easy task. Anytime the ball's thrown out wide, we know we got a shot because we got him out there. And he's another one, too. He's a communicator. He knows every check. He knows everything we do on our defense. So not only are we blessed to have one, but we have two guys out there that can, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page. So Lynn being out there at outside backer, his physicality, his ability to bait throws and make plays on footballs is just unmatched. Then the other side, we have Cam McCluggage. Is a guy who, you know, he played some safety for us last year, but he kind of grew. You know, he's a big kid. He's 6'3", you know, 180 pounds. He's a state qualifier in wrestling. So he's had a great offseason. He's done a great job. He'll play that weak side, outside backer position. And, you know, we're really looking for him to take the next step. And be aggressive and set the edge on the outside there. And then we'll have some guys in there. Brody Bowman's a guy that's played at both outside backer positions for us. And then Grady Jones is a sophomore who's a smaller kid, but he's tough as nails. He's been working in on that inside backer position. So we could see, you know, any of those guys in there at that time at the linebacker position.
Big names there, no doubt about that. And as far as linebackers are concerned, and how about that secondary?
Yeah, secondary, you know, we were returning both corners, okay, which, you know, I might be biased, but corner might be the hardest position on the field. And it's a very mentally challenging position. But, you know, we're fortunate to have both guys back. You know, Matt Kraft, you know, made his way into the starting lineup last year as a sophomore. So what we're really looking for from him, you know, is to step up and be more physical on the outside. I mean, that's a big cornerback, but the biggest thing I think is just being able to make more plays on the ball in the air. We gotta get, as a defense, we gotta force more turnovers, and we're really gonna look to our corners to do that. Other corner, we got Chance Jackson, again, returning starter over there. He's a tough, he's gritty, he's a squirrely kid that's gonna be all over you. He's another kid that it doesn't matter if the ball's thrown across the field, he's gonna run over there. He wants in on the action.
And then, you know, we'll have Cody Gallion will be a guy who will work in those positions. We've started working him at some corner, and he's done a really nice job. And then safety-wise, you know, we're going to go out, if we're two safety set, we're going to go out with Rhett Chaney and Coy Beachy, the freshman. So both those guys have, you know, they got more athleticism in their body than in their right hand than I do in my entire body. They're super, super freak athletes back there. They're both aggressive. They're both downhill. If there's a run, they're both going to be in on the action. But, you know, I think their ability, they're getting so much better at communicating and understanding the coverage and the checks, and they're really starting to work together as a unit. But I think the physicality there and their ability to break, get out of a pedal and break on a football is something that, you know, West Holmes necessarily hasn't had in a long time. So, you know, last year at times we were lucky to have one safety. You know, we're in a situation where we got two pretty good safeties back there who are not just, you know, your center fielders, but they're not afraid to get down in the mix in the run game. And then we'll have senior Evan Hawksworth working in there as well. He's a kid that, you know, came in late last year, and he's a kid that's had great development, and he's been able to make some plays for us in the scrimmages and in practice. That, you know, that's another guy we feel comfortable with back there.
But just in general with the defense, to kind of cap it off with the defense, and you mentioned looking for big things on this defensive side. And yes, there's talent, there's ability there, but also you talked about there's an understanding. Guys understand in terms of what they need to do on that side of the ball here. That's a certainly a big part of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's easy to know your job, but defensively, you know, I think more so than offensively, you got to understand how the whole thing works and how the whole thing fits together, because you can call one thing and it's the same coverage call, and you're playing it a certain way. And you can call another thing with the coverage, and you do it a different way. You got to understand the intricacies of the defense as a whole. And what's really nice about being able to bring a guy in and take over that side of the ball is the familiarity and the similarity into the exact same things we were running last year. So it's not, you know, a lot of times you bring a new guy in, it's a different system, and hey, you know, it's going to take some time to find that. But, you know, for our defense, I think it's really, you know, we're coming back with that same style of defense and the same structure defense, and I really expect us to make a huge leap in year two of how we play defense here.
Looking forward to see that West Holmes defense, that's for sure. We'll take another break, come back. We'll talk more about the special teams for this West Holmes team on the Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get quality and value with these IGA products all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have IGA shredded cheese, 2 for $6. IGA ice cream, 2 for $5. IGA butter quarters, 2 for $7. IGA cream cheese for $1.48. IGA barbecue sauce, $1.48. IGA potato chips, $1.98. IGA baked beans, 3 for $5. IGA squeeze mustard for 98 cents. IGA salad dressing, 2 for $4. IGA steak sauce for $1.98. And IGA charcoal for $5.98. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at Millersburg Electric.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Once again, gearing up for that season opener, of course, in Knight Stadium this Friday night against the Tri-Way Titans alongside head coach Keaton Lepoff for the coaches' kickoff show. And Keaton, we've talked about the offense, we've talked about the defense, now about that the area of the field that a lot of people don't talk about. We know it's one of the more important aspects of the game is the special teams. Can you talk about what you're looking from your special teams this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for our special teams is, you know, it's year two in the system. You know, we're not changing things. We're able to build upon the current schemes that we have. And just like I talk about offense, I think the same goes for special teams. We want to be efficient. You know, in our kickoff game, you know, at the end of the year, you kick the ball off and Hunter McCluggage goes and makes the play. So, you know, look, we're really looking for, you know, our kicking game to be advantageous for us at times. You know, we got that poor field position because of our kicking game. But I think this year we really want to be efficient with that and put our defense in non-stressful situations, you know, to start off the game. As far as the return game, you know, we got some explosive guys back there. You know, Reed Hawksworth and Coy Beachy are going to be back there. Matt Kraft's a guy. We got a bunch of guys that can go back there and return kicks, return punts. But, you know, I think on the kick return game, we're looking for explosive plays. You know, on our punt return, we're looking to be punt. I call it punt catchers. Hey, we got to catch the punt. We got to get rid of that negative yardage. So we want to catch every single punt. So, you know, that's going to require courage in certain situations. But, you know, aggressive as well. You know, the punt game, you know, last year we punted out of an offensive formation every time, and Morgan Smith was great. And, you know, we're gonna look to build on that, you know. But, again, we're looking, you know, to be efficient and change the, you know, the field position game and, you know, pin guys deep and catch them off guard. And, you know, it might look like, you know, we're very complex in our special teams game, but We're not complex. We're simple, but we want to be efficient. We want to make it difficult for those other teams and make them take time to prepare for what we're doing. So, you know, efficiency in all of our special teams is kind of the name of the game this year. Is we want to be efficient, put our offense in good starting position, put our defense in good starting position, be able to get 3 points when we can't get in the end zone. You know, and put the field position battle in our favor every game.
Bottom line, as you talked about the special teams, you want to put that and give you the advantage, right? As opposed to the other way around, the special teams, the good special teams, certainly can do that.
Yeah, and I think we've done we're doing a good job of kind of changing the culture around special teams. Special teams, like you said, it doesn't get talked about a lot. But you know, fortunately for us, we had some kids that cut their teeth on special teams last year. You look at Chris Williams, Blake Johnson, even Reed Hawksworth, guys that didn't play that many varsity snaps last year, played all those downs of special teams, and now we look at our kids and it's like, there's a reason why those guys are in the starting lineup now. They did all of this on special teams, and we realized we can trust them. And we got some young kids that are hungry, that want positions. Like, you know, we got guys that want to be on the field on Friday nights. You know, I tell them all the time, you want to prove to me you can play on Friday nights, go make plays on special teams. Because then us coaches are going to sit, and we're going to watch you on special teams, and we're going to go, well, how in the world do we get this kid on the football field? So I think the culture around, or, you know, the perspective of special teams is we're really trying to change it here. So that way it's, you know, it's a privilege to play on special teams, because if you play on special teams, that means you get a chance to play on offense and defense.
Well, as you mentioned, there's the aspect of the special teams, as you talked about, returning kicks, making tackles. How about kicker and punter, things what you're looking for there?
Yeah, so as far as kicker goes, you know, we got two guys. You know, Garrett Oberst came back out this year. He came out as a freshman. He's a junior. He's a soccer player, and he's been really efficient in our kicking game. You know, he's a kid that's been pretty reliable whenever we call our field goal team out or our extra point team. He's been the most efficient, most reliable. And then same thing as kickoff. He's got pretty good ball control. But, you know, Seth Lau is another kid that's fighting there, who's got a really good leg, working through the technique stuff. So either one of those guys you can see in the kicking game, and then Garrett's gonna be able to punt it for us as well. And you know, we're blessed. You know, thankfully, you know, Coach Wangard with the boys soccer team allows us to use him and have him, because you know, as a soccer player, the ball comes off the foot a little bit different. So we're really blessed to have him there, and Seth's been doing a great job working behind him. So not only do we have one kicker, we got two, which is a big deal, and I think a lot of people don't realize how awesome that is for a program.
Very valuable, that's for sure. Let's look at the West Olds Knights special teams. We'll talk about wrapping up after this with head coach Keaton Leplaw on the Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online, or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Celebrate back to school with these great deals all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA inspected bone-in pork rib chops, $2.48 a pound. USDA inspected bone-in pork loin chops, $2.68 a pound. And Gerber's family pack chicken leg quarters for $1.48 a pound. We also have 80% lean fresh family pack ground chuck, $4.78 a pound. USDA select boneless ribeye steaks for $14.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless bottom round roast, $5.98 a pound. And Oscar Mayer Lunchables for $1.98. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at Millersburg Electric.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provias Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provias Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
The Coaches Kickoff Show with West Olds Knights head football coach Keaton Leplaw. We're gearing up for the season opener in Knight Stadium, taking on the rival, the Tri-Way Titans. And Keaton, when you look at this week, of course, you've had all the practices, the two-a-days, the scrimmages. What about this week? This week, kind of lead up the first game, what are some things you guys are focusing on as a staff?
Yeah, you know, I think this week is just focused on our mentality. You know, last year, you know, obviously it's easy to look back, but, you know, our mentality is we weren't ready. We didn't take it seriously enough. We didn't prepare hard enough. And I think this year as a staff, you know, we're preparing our tails off. We're not looking at week two. We're not looking at week five. We're not looking at week eight. We're not looking at playoff rankings. We're looking at being 1-0 at the end of this week, and that's the message for the kids, and the stress for the kids this week has been, you know, we gotta win every rep, we gotta win every period, we gotta win every practice, starting on Monday all the way through Thursday. Whether Thursday's a walkthrough or not, we gotta win each and every rep and every single period. That's gotta be our mentality. So that's the biggest thing that we've been doing is stressing. And, you know, stressing that, listen, like, there's a lot of doubt for this team. There's a lot of people that doubt this team. They think that, you know, they think that West Holmes football is going to take a step back. And, you know, just getting them to understand that, you know, you got to prove yourselves. Like, we haven't proven anything up to this point. Doesn't matter what we did August 3rd. Doesn't matter what we did in our first scrimmage. Doesn't matter what we did in the second scrimmage. It all comes down to Friday and what our preparation is this week. The saying's true as can be, you practice how you play. And we, you know, so far we've had a pretty good week of practice. I'm pretty excited with where we're guys are at. I think we, like I said, we got a reality check last Friday, and the mentality and the attitude has been a lot different in the locker room, out on the field, after practice. So I think the biggest thing is just getting those guys locked in and focused on Triway, focused on what they're doing one play at a time.
Obviously motivated, as you mentioned, to go out there and prove what they can do, but also, as always, taking on your rival here, that opening game here. You mentioned the loss last year, and how much do these guys can get up when they have a chance to take on a rival like they do with Triway to kick off the year?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think it's rejuvenated. There was years that people said that it wasn't a rivalry, and, you know, there's a few years in a row where Triway had it, and, you know, we've had it, you know, up until last year, and I think it's a renewed rivalry. You know, they're loving where they're at as a program. They got their quarterback back. They're projected to, you know, fight for a win in their conference. They're in the top half of their conference. You know, they got all these rankings. I mean, they're gonna come out as the favorite, and you know, I think our kids, we have a pride around here. You know, we're proud of our football team, we're proud of our program, we're proud of our community, and you know, we want to get that one back. And you know, so our kids are fired up, but you know, I think it's easy in a rivalry game to get too high. So you know, we're just embracing the mentality of we got to go to work. It's work every single day. Payday's on Friday. Where you get to show all the work that you've put in. So not trying to overthink it, but, you know, still put that chip on our shoulder, have that underdog mentality, and, again, at the end of the day, just go to work, just keep focused on every rep getting better, and everything else will take care of itself.
You mentioned the community. The season opener is always special, but especially when you're opening the season on your home field like you are on Friday night.
Yeah, it's the best stadium I've ever been in. There's nothing like it. You know, I get chills and goosebumps every time I come out. You know, it's a special place. It's a special fan base that loves their football team, that loves coming out on a Friday night and, you know, being a part of that game day experience. And again, you know, it's always nice to be home. Hey, we got a home field advantage, you know, great field. Hey, we're comfortable with it, we know it, and we got the support of our fans. So, I mean, there's not much more you can ask for on a Friday night.
Looking forward to it, Keaton. Thanks for your time, and good luck to you on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate all you do.
All right, that is the voice of head coach Keaton Loblaw. This has been the Coach's Kickoff Show on WKLM.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.